Chapter 7. Revenge. Autumn and winter passed, and I wanted to meet the people in the cottage more and more. I spent my days planning how I could introduce myself, and finally I decided that I would enter the cottage one day when the old man was alone. He was nearly blind, so he would not be horrified by my appearance. If I could win his friendship, I might win the friendship of his children. Finally, the day arrived. Felix, Agatha, and Safi left for a long walk. I plucked up my courage and knocked on the cottage door. "Who is there?" the old man said. "Pardon me if I'm disturbing you," I said as I entered. "I'm a traveller who needs to rest. May I sit for a few minutes by the fire?" He invited me to sit by the fire and warm myself. I sat down and started to talk. It was wonderful to be with another human being. We talked for some time, and I was just about to tell him who I was when the cottage door opened and Felix, Agatha, and Safi came in. I cannot describe their horror on seeing me. Agatha fainted, and Safi screamed and ran out of the cottage. Felix, in a fury, grabbed me and hit me with a stick. I could have killed him at that moment, but I stopped myself. I left the cottage filled with pain and despair. I cursed the day that I had been created, and I cursed you for creating me. When night came, I left the hut and wandered through the forest, howling like a wild animal. It was the worst night of my life. I wanted to pull up the trees and destroy everything around me. But then the morning came, and the warm sun calmed me. I decided that I had acted too quickly and that I would return to the cottage and try again. But it was empty. The family had left. I never saw them again. I spent the rest of the day sitting in my hut, and for the first time I thought of revenge against the family who had rejected me. I waited until it was dark, and then set fire to their cottage. There was a strong wind that night which helped the flames burn, and soon the cottage was completely destroyed. I returned to the forest, wondering what to do next. You were the only person I could turn to, but I also hated you. I remembered that you lived in Geneva. I had learned a little geography from listening to Felix's conversations with Safi, so I decided to come to Geneva and find you. I travelled only at night because I was so frightened of meeting another human being. But one day, I found myself in a dark forest, and decided to carry on travelling, even though it was daytime. I was resting when I saw a young girl running towards the river. Suddenly, she slipped and fell into the water. I jumped in after her and managed to save her with great difficulty. She was unconscious, and while I was trying to help her, a man appeared on the scene. He ran towards me, pulled the girl from my arms and ran off with her into the trees. Then he turned, pointed his gun at me, and fired. He shot me in the shoulder, and I fell to the ground in great pain. This was the result of my kindness. I spent several unhappy weeks in the forest until the wound was better, and then I continued traveling again. 2 months later, I reached Geneva. I was resting and wondering how I should approach you when I saw a beautiful child running towards me. I thought to myself that perhaps an innocent child would not be filled with horror at my ugliness. As he passed, I touched his arm, but as soon as he saw me, he screamed in terror. "I won't hurt you, child," I said. "I want to be your friend." "Monster!" the child screamed, struggling violently. "Let me go. I don't want to be your friend. Let me go or I'll tell Papa. He's Mr. Frankenstein and he'll punish you. Frankenstein, I exclaimed. You're the child of my enemy. In a sudden fury, I put my hands round the boy's throat, and in a moment he lay dead at my feet. He was my first victim. I saw something shining round his neck. It was a gold locket with a picture of a woman in it. She was so beautiful that I pulled the locket from the boy's neck. I wanted to have this woman for myself. With the picture in my hand, I ran to look for somewhere to hide for the night. I went into a barn, and to my surprise, I found a young woman there, sleeping on some straw. As I bent over to look at her, she moved in her sleep. In my hurry to get away before she saw me, I dropped the precious locket. I hid in the area hoping to see you, and now I have found you. I won't let you leave until you promise me one thing. I am alone and miserable. Nobody wants to be my friend. You must create a woman as ugly as I am. Such a woman will love me, and she will be happy to be my wife. The monster stopped speaking and waited for my answer.